So Abram takes center stage now here in the Old Testament. He and his cousin, who was like a brother to him, Lot, have grown so large that they need to part company. And Lot, of course, we read the story, takes the good, the better looking lad. And Abram allows him to choose. Faith is in God, allows him to choose, take the better land. And Abram goes and lives by a holy tree. Lot is captured. Abram goes after him and routs the enemy and reclaims Lot. When the defeated kings come and have counsel, the defeated kings of Sodom and Gomorrah have counsel with Lot, or with Abram. They want to split it all up, give him what is rightfully his, etc., etc. Because Abram doesn't only reclaim Lot, he reclaims all everything that the kings who were defeated had lost. Abram's character comes through loud and clear. I don't want anything besides what my men have eaten. There is no way in the world I'm even taking a thread, because it will never be said that you gave me any of my wealth. Everything I have, all that I am, is because of God. God comes to visit him right after that and says, have no fear. I'll keep you safe. Great will be your reward. And Abram's like, look, that's awesome. I have no child, though. All of the bounty on the wealth that you give me is going to pass to somebody that isn't my family. And Abram's getting up in age. God takes him outside, shows him the stars. And I'm out here in the West now. Stars. Have you ever seen the stars in the desert at night, on a clear night? Horizon to horizon without any interference. Innumerable. It looks like pinpricks and heaven is shining through. It looks like it is so vast and weighty that it could come crashing down upon you. Utterly spellbinding. God takes Abram out and has him look at the stars and says, as innumerable as these are, so will be your children. And Abram had faith in that moment in the Lord. And the Bible says that faith that he had at that moment was put to his account as righteousness. If you have a doubting moment in your faith, go look at the stars.